flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I forgot about one other angle that we need to discuss real quick before we get to our NFL juice caboose and the Cowboys job. Strangest list of candidates for a head coaching vacancy ever. But one other thing, you mentioned this yesterday, and we talk about this a lot. I talk about it a lot with college coaches, but it's how their team fares when the coach is clearly on his way out the door or interviewing for another job.
Yeah.
You mentioned Joe Brady, who is the offensive coordinator of the Bills. He is a candidate for, he's expected to interview again with the Jags next week.
And he's already a candidate for the Saints job.
Right. So I imagine he'll be talking to them again, too. I don't know if they talk this week or if those teams just sit and wait until next week. But Joe Brady, we forgot about Spagnuolo. So the Chiefs defensive coordinator, he has had 3 interviews. He interviewed with the Jets. And they've since hired Aaron Glenn.
But I didn't realize he was interviewing for head coaching positions.
Yeah, because Andy Reid came out today and said he totally endorses him to get another head coaching job.
Well, because I brought him up for the Cowboys and thinking that he wasn't going anywhere, that nobody had interest.
Well, the Cowboys have and I'll get to this in just a second. I just wrote down the 5 guys that are being bandied about for the Cowboys. It's the strangest list ever, and Spagnuolo is not on the list. Probably should be, but he's not. Spags interviewed for the Jets job, which is gone, but he also interviewed for the Raiders and Jags. So again, I don't know if that's a factor, but these coaches that have their eye on another team, maybe being a head coach, are they fully focused on the conference championship games? I would imagine they are. I mean, they owe it to their team to be. They want to be, but can you really be? So that's another interesting angle that is very hard to, I don't know, it's hard to define. And then you got one on both sides of the ball. You got those two coaches are going up against each other. Joe Brady against Spagnuolo. Very interesting. All right, so for the Cowboys, when we left you yesterday, it was Brian Schottenheimer's job to lose.
Ew.
Who is the OC there. Yes. I mean, come on, Jerry. Well, now there's steam that while Schottenheimer is still in the mix, the big name that has popped up, because apparently Jerry just kind of pivots on a whim, is Pete Carroll.
Really?
Of your Seattle Seahawks. And yeah, Pete wants a job.
The offense was ripping.
And I don't know if this will be... It's possible that the Cowboys and Raiders are going to fight over Pete Carroll, which is interesting because at the start of the hiring cycle, I don't think Pete Carroll was high on anybody's list. But as we get down to the nitty-gritty here, I got to tell you, I think Pete Carroll to Dallas would be a pretty good hire.
I think it would be pretty solid. It maybe depends what coordinators he ends up with, but I could see that working.
Well, Jerry loves guys with rings. That's why he hired McCarthy.
Yep.
And that's why all the John Gruden love out there. Pete Carroll, I think in the end, should not be a shock. I would imagine Jerry has sniffed around or did sniff around Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
But he's staying at North Carolina. He actually did sign his contract, they said.
Oh, so how about that?
5 years, $50 million for...
it's already been addressed.
For Bill. But... So, Pete, you know, and imagine if Pete Carroll had won that second Super Bowl. How would we view Pete Carroll? Look, I know he's old.
But him being available right now would be a lot more attractive to a lot more people.
And don't you think, well, yeah, he's a freaking legend.
And it shouldn't make that much more of a difference, but you're right. That second ring is everything.
Well, I just don't really understand why, and maybe it's just his age, but I don't really get why Pete Carroll isn't more revered. I feel like Pete Carroll is one of the best football coaches, period, that we have seen in our lifetime.
I mean, considering what he did with the Seahawks and at US freaking C.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't you see some parallels between USC and the Cowboys?
Yes, definitely.
In that, you know,
the glitz and glam.
Yeah, a lot of distractions. And Carroll,
and you know that being there going in, you're in that position. You have to be able to embrace it. Pete's a guy who's proven he can do that.
Well, and you've got at USC before Pete Carroll got there and Cowboys now. Pete Carroll was like fifth on USC's list to hire. He's like fifth on the Cowboys list to hire. So there's similarities there. And then
I'd rather have him than Schottenheimer
by a million. And I also think he's a good culture builder. And Dallas already has a culture that is difficult to transcend.
Personality is the right kind for it.
But
he
did that at USC. That's the same kind of thing he would do in Dallas. And I feel like there's a lot of synergy with him. And that would actually be whether Jerry's going to stumble into this. And who knows if he hires Pete Carroll. But if he does, I think they actually upgraded and dodged a huge bullet by not hiring Brian Schottenheimer. Remember, Schottenheimer, if he stays there, he and Pete obviously were together in Seattle. So there's some synergy with those two guys.
That's right, yeah.
The other guys on Dallas's list, real quick, Jerry's apparently, according to the people following Jerry, it's Deion Sanders, Rich Bisaccia.
What?
Pete Carroll, Brian Schottenheimer, and Kellen Moore, which is honestly the strangest fivesome of all time for a coaching vacancy.
Yeah, that's...
But here we are. Of all of those, Pete Carroll's the best hire.
How many of those five are upgrades over McCarthy? Four of them? Three of them?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to say two.
So who to you would for sure be an upgrade over
Pete
McCarthy?
Carroll. And Deion Sanders.
Okay.
I think Deion in Dallas is interesting.
I think it is too.
Bisaccia, no.
No.
Schottenheimer, no.
No.
And Kellen Moore, I don't really see the...
Maybe there's something more dynamic there than what McCarthy was offering, but again, McCarthy was proven. So yeah, it's definitely two and maybe three.
Or just one.
Or maybe just one.
I mean, let's give McCarthy a little credit.
Sure.
Deion, you know, he's never even coached in the NFL. But Pete Carroll, I just think if Dallas hired Pete Carroll, that might work out. And the other thing, too, is Jerry... he loves a deal. Suk's always talking about this. How, like, why don't you just back up the Brinks truck for the coach that you want?
And he's got a bigger Brinks truck than anybody.
Exactly. There's no salary cap. Just pay him. But then Jerry goes the other way, and he wants to get a guy on a good deal. Well, you can probably get Pete for pretty cheap. I don't think it's about money for Pete. He wants to get back in the game. You could probably get Pete for $5 or $6 million a year, whereas Deion's going to want 12.
Yeah.
All right. More NFL juice caboose is coming up next. Did we really need a statement from Mark Andrews?
No.
Well, we got one. On the Fan.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.